House Republicans call on AWOL Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg to resign. By Christina Wong on March 2, 2023. House Republicans led by Representative Mike Waltz, RFL, on Wednesday called for Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg to resign after his bungled response to the latest transportation crisis in East Palestine, Ohio. Waltz condemned Buttigieg and his lack of action and called on him to resign in a resolution co-sponsored by GOP reps Claudia Tenney, NY, Ryan Zinke, Mount, Clay Higgins, LA, Greg Stoop, FL, Mary Miller, EEL, Bill Posey, FL, Lauren Boebert, CO, and Mike Collins, GA. Over the last 2 years, Secretary Buttigieg has gone AWOL during multiple national crises, Waltz said in a statement. From failing to immediately respond to last month's major economic, environmental, and humanitarian disaster in East Palestine to neglecting his duties during a historic supply chain crisis, commercial flight crisis, rail worker strike, and so much more, Buttigieg has endangered and failed the American people time and time again. That's why I am calling for his resignation, he said. Watch, local residents have made the same call for Buttigieg to go. Showed up to East Palestine a day after former President Donald Trump did, snapped at a reporter, and tried to blame the Trump administration for the trail derailment. Even after PolitiFact and the New York Times reported that the Trump administration's rollback of certain regulations would not have had any effect. Earlier this week, the Washington Post debunked the allegation the Trump administration's actions had any role. The resolution states, whereas the mission of the Department of Transportation to deliver the world's leading transportation system, serving the American people and economy through safe, efficient, sustainable, and equitable movements of people and goods. Whereas, during Secretary Pete Buttigieg's tenure, the Department of Transportation failed to mitigate or effectively respond to multiple national crises. Whereas Secretary Pete Buttigieg's ineptitude has jeopardized the safety and prosperity of the American people. Whereas, in 2021 and 2022, Secretary Buttigieg was absent during the historical supply chain crisis when United States ports faced a record backlog of ships stranded off of United States coasts. Whereas, in December 2022, under Secretary Buttigieg's watch, more than 15,000 flights were canceled, the worst and most costly single airline operational disruption in the history of United States aviation. Whereas Secretary Buttigieg, in 2022, neglected his duties and left the country to vacation in Portuguese wine country amidst ongoing negotiations of an impending railroad labor strike, leaving Congress to act in order to prevent the impending rail workers' strike. Whereas, on January 11, 2023, due to a preventable malfunction in the notice to air mission system, the Federal Aviation Administration was forced to impose the largest nationwide ground stop since the attacks of September 11, 2001. Whereas Secretary Buttigieg failed to immediately respond to the major economic, environmental, humanitarian disaster that occurred on February 3, 2023, when a train derailed in East Palestine, Ohio, spilling toxic chemicals, forcing residents to evacuate, and the surrounding areas devastated, and whereas Secretary Buttigieg has repeatedly demonstrated a gross level of incompetence and apathy in his role as Secretary of Transportation, now, therefore, be it resolved, that, 1, Secretary Pete Buttigieg has failed to keep the American people safe in his duties as Secretary of Transportation. 2, Secretary Pete Buttigieg has failed to ensure goods flow efficiently through the United States economy. 3, Secretary Pete Buttigieg has lost the confidence of the American people. And, 4, Secretary Pete Buttigieg should resign. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.